Okay, AGP, we're ready to go when you are. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to today's special closed session meeting. It's October 21st. We have reconvened this meeting from City Hall, where it was originally noticed. We took a motion to adjourn and reconvene to the Vets Hall. For the record, let that be known. And at this time, we can establish a quorum. All council members are present. And also, for the audience, Ms. Luker had previous commitments that, and this, since this is an unscheduled special meeting, Ms. Susan Slayton is our acting city manager. Thank you for that. And at this point, I will read for the record the summary of the closed session items. Today we have on the agenda Government Code Section 54956.9B, conference with legal counsel, anticipated legal litigation. Exposure to litigation exists based upon existing facts and advice of legal counsel as to one matter. Under Government Code Section 54956.9C, the name of the possible litigation is withheld as disclosure of it would jeopardize the city's ability to conclude existing settlement negotiations of its advantage. I will make some additions to that, as we have done in other closed session meetings. Government Code Section 54956.9G and 54956.9D2, which encompasses that notice. Also, closed session item number two is Government Code Section 54957B, public employee discipline, dismissal, release, termination of contract. Review of the contract items of the city attorney's employment agreement, separation agreement, employment evaluation, performance as city attorney, and potential disciplinary action. At this time, we will take public comment, and I will just read in the rules of decorum as I have. So let me just continue with that. Members of the audience wishing to address the city council on any matters that are listed on this closed session agenda, please do so when I announce that public comment is open. When recognized by the mayor, please come forward to the podium and state your name.
With legal counsel, anticipated legal litigation. Exposure to litigation exists based upon existing facts and the advice of legal counsel as to one matter. Under Government Code Section 54956.9C, the name of the possible litigation is withheld as disclosure as it would jeopardize the city's ability to conclude existing negotiations. That's what your statement says. However, the section really says Government Code 54956.9B states, for purposes of this chapter, all expressions of the lawyer-client privilege other than those provided in this section are hereby abrogated. This section is the exclusive expression of the lawyer-client privilege for purposes of conducting closed session meetings pursuant to this chapter. Government Code Section 54956.9C states, for purposes of this section, litigation includes any adjudicatory proceeding, including eminent domain before a court, administrative body exercising its adjudicatory authority, hearing officer, or arbitrator. Your agenda also states Government Code Section 54957B, public employee discipline, dismissal, release, termination of contract. Review of the contract terms of the city attorney's employment agreement, separation agreement, employment, evaluation, performance as city attorney, and potential disciplinary action. Mr. Mayor, first, did you notify Mr. Schultz 24 hours before this closed session and the last closed session that the council would be discussing potential disciplinary action? against him, as this is required under Government Code 54957B2. And it's entirely possible that you didn't realize that these government codes were changed and updated on January 1st, 2013, which makes your statement in contrast to the Brown Act. Therefore, I do not feel you can continue this meeting this morning until it's properly noticed.
Okay. For that, I would request and consult our outside attorney on these statements, please.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, council members. Steve Seamus, outside counsel. Ms. Johnson, the notice that you have discussed, there are many subdivisions to what is a litigation matter. The mayor has added more specificity at the beginning of this council meeting, as the council has done in prior occasions. The notice is consistent with council notices back for many months with special closed sessions. The main issue is the name of the litigation under subdivision G is withheld because that could cause compromise to the ability to negotiate a settlement agreement. We're in open session now, but Ms. Johnson, you know which settlement agreement we're talking about. As far as the litigation component of this, it's anticipated litigation, and the subdivision that the mayor referenced earlier specifies which litigation subdivision is required. I don't know that that's necessarily required under the law, but it's more specific than we need to be. The notice is proper, in my opinion, because it properly puts the public on notice of what the exceptions to the open meeting rules of the Brown Act are. With respect to anticipated discipline of the city attorney, that has been noticed as a potential topic that could be discussed, but it has not been noticed that that is an action the council is necessarily going to take. In addition, the personnel exception has been properly noticed, and that allows the council to discuss all parameters of the city attorney's contract. The city attorney's contract and the Morro Bay Municipal Code do not require the advanced notice for the city attorney that other positions in the city require, the notice that would then allow them to appear and ultimately have a hearing before this council. So for these reasons, the notice for today's meeting is proper. Personnel matter is broadly described, so the council may deliberate in closed session with attorney-client privilege about all facets of the city attorney's contract and the litigation.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I would like to follow up with a request, too. I think it's important for you to reference your source for that information. I do have my mic on. For you to reference your source of that information, I think it's important to be able to, for the public and for us, to be able to understand where that information is coming from.
It's coming from my personal attorney I have retained, and I do not feel it would be in his best interest to divulge his name at this time. He's a local attorney. And it's valid information. I'm just not willing to give you the man's name. He may choose later at some point. We'll see how far this goes.
Okay, thank you. So here we go, getting started on this. Now that we have some of the housekeeping out of the way, we can go into public comment at this time. And for those who would like to speak today, please come forward. Public comment is now open. We have an audience, but no one that wants to come up and speak for public comment. We have one. Okay.
Hello, good morning. My name is Nicole Dorfman. I live here in Morro Bay. And I just want to say thank you to the mayor and to the council majority for moving forward on this very unpleasant and painful task that I do think needs to happen for the betterment of the city and for moving into a positive direction in the future. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Anybody else for public comment?
Good morning, Mayor and council members. My name is Linda Merrill. I live in Morro Bay. I, too, want to support you all for what you must do today. I know it is, as Nicole said, a difficult task, but I believe that you believe it's really important to do for all of us and all of the city. And so I'm behind you 100%, whatever you need to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else for public comment? Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to council. Any other comments from council at this point?
I just have a question. If George is warm enough, can we turn the heat down now? I think we turned it way up.
Let's vote on 5-0, turn the heat down.
Yeah, if we can. Thank you. All right, thank you.
I feel like the cremation of Sam McGee. If you ever heard it, if you ever had it, read that poem, it's absolutely awesome.
One of my favorites.
Okay, now the public comment is concluded. I will move that we proceed to closed session and would request that the audience depart the room.
Excuse me, Mayor, do we have someone who's going to stay and take confidential notes? It is my understanding that the sessions, even including personnel, we've always had city staff who stayed and kept confidential notes. That's not his job.
I'll consult with our outside attorney.
That's
on that.
Always happened in our closed sessions, and you could even ask Mr. Schultz, who's still here.
You want to just kind of go through preliminary discussion here, Rob, and then we'll. And did you want to respond to that as far as covering minutes? You need to have your microphone on. You have to push the.
Excuse me, could you clarify that recommendation? Are they going to be here during our closed session?
I think we need to discuss that matter first in closed session and then invite them back to take notes if we're going to do that. I need to advise the council on my recommendation for that, and we need to ask Mr. Schultz what the past practice has been.
Thank you.
So they should leave subject to recall in just a few minutes if the council so chooses, if that's possible.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. I think at this time we still have the AGP going. I'm going to turn the mic. November 1st until further notice, with Mr. Seamus communicating to council instructions to Mr. Schultz. That passed 3-2. At this time, that concludes our closed session meeting for today, and this meeting will be adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
So have you set another meeting, like another closed session or